Good evening, Zimbabwe Muhle. If you're joining me right now, you're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth segment that flights every Tuesday, coming to you live from Voice of America, Lapa Escoto, in Washington, D.C. Lamshanje is Tuesday, the 17th of July, 2018. My name, Mike Owe. Thank you for joining us. Bafetsu, you're listening to Live Talk, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth segment that flights every Tuesday, Lapa, in Washington, D.C. Ngase Voice of America. Lamhlanje is Tuesday, the 17th of July. Tonight, we're talking about Zimbabwean youth in politics. Since the resignation, Bafetsu, since the resignation of the former president, Robert Mugabe, Zimbabwean youths have seen it very fitting, Bafetsu, uguti, they take their future into their own hands. This has led to so many Zimbabwean youths running for public office this year. So Lamhlanje kuhlelo today in our programs, Nasi Muchirongwa, we will be looking forward to talking to several different youths about their journeys and their pursuits as they run for public office. Kodwa, there's another very, very important issue. Esikhangela ukuyithinta Lamhlanje kuhlelo yathakatharisira ukuthi nasi tshiyanyatso ibatha nyaya inyaya election violence, njalo i-violence and njalo i-intimidation. Nyai inenge irikuitika kwese kwese tanzwa tichitaura nevanhu tichivatsvaga vanhu vachipinda muzvirongwa zvedu zvakasiyana abantu vengene hlelweni dzetu ezvichieneyo vachinyatsoti Mike izvinhu hazvimanga kuhle zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka vamwe vari kutaurawo kuti vari kurohwawo nevanhu vanosupporta ZANU-PF vamwewo vachiti nyaya iyi ikai yeintimidation tanzwa tichisangana nemauto. Saka nhasi ndiyo nyaya yatakatarisira kupinda kukurukura muchirongwa hilo lutava esikhangela ukuthinta Lamhlanje kuhlelo. That's the topic of the day. Bafetsu, just to remind you, Lamhlanje kuhlelo nxa usanda kungena kuhlelo kana uchingopi, if you are just joining us right now muchirongwa chedu, welcome, usungenile kuhlelo The Connection. Wabva watopinda pfe pachirongwa The Connection, chirongwa cheve chidiki chekuno ku Studio 7. Apo patinotarisira kutaura nezvenyaya dzinobata vechidiki. Bafetsu, Lamhlanje kuhlelo, we are talking about youth in politics. Sesibonile abanengi, taonawo vechidiki varipo vakawanda, who are all getting into politics this year, who are all running for MP, who are all running for council, who are all running for different sectors within public spheres, those who are looking to be the leaders of tomorrow. So many youths are running for public office this year. Saka takatarisira kuti we will be talking to some of them today. Uyezve tichange tichinyatsobata nyaya election violence ne intimidation. Takatarisira kuti we will have a couple of human rights activists who will attest to it, who will tell us more about these incidents that are happening. Uyezve people from ZANU-PF, people from MDC, vese vachanga vachinyatsoziya nyaya vachinyatsotsanangura kuti okay, Mike, this is exactly what's happening. This is what we've witnessed. So, bafethu ngenani kuhlelo, nxa ufuna ukungena kuhlelo, please tithumizirei number pa WhatsApp. Uyezve munokwanisa kutifonera, you can call us, and the number is 001-202-619-2077. Yapinda njalo inombolo 001-202-619-2077. Bafethu ngenani kuhlelo ngoba une ngimenu lisichasisele ukuthi but Mike Lamhlanje mina I've either encountered election violence, intimidation, or of course mina I have advice eyokunikeza abasakhulayo laba abakhangena kukhetho kulumnyaka. Hey, kwazivai vacheri wedu Studio 7, tinokugamuchirai muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tirikutarisa zviri kuitwa newe chidiki, misarudzo, pamwe nenyaya yemhirizhonga inenge iri kuitika munyika. Sarudzo idzi dzichange dzakamira sei vacheri, tiudzeiwo kuti imi nemaonero enyu, muruona kuti sarudzo idzi dzinenge dzakamira sei kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa namba ndiyo iyi muri kuiona pazasi apo pakanyorwa 0012026192077 munokwanisa kutitumira mamessages pa WhatsApp namba inenge iri 2024650318 saka vafetu kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa pindai motudzawo maonero enyu do you think kuti election iyi inenge iri peaceful kana muchifungidzirawo izvozvo pindai muchirongwa kana muchiti kwete put mike mina handibvumi pindai muchirongwa ilo ludaba isilalwe egudwini mtshakazomuhle nxa usandukungena kuhlelo ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo the connection namhlanje sipha abasakhulayo ithuba lokuthi bakhankasele bachasisele bakhulume lani zulu kandaba ukuthi banitshele ukuthi lamhlanje kuhlelo ukuthi mina njengoba sengingena kukhetho kulomnyaka this is what I'm looking to do for you ama constituents abo so bafethu if you have any advice yokunikeza ngenani kuhlelo bhalana ama comments sikhulume labo njalo sikhangela uthinta le ndaba election violence le intimidation ikhanya ngani it's happening ikakhulukaze emaphandleni so sifuna ukuzwa kini ukuthi one do you think ukuthi election lena will be peaceful njalo ungathi yebo ngena kuhlelo sikhulume sonke ungathi cha buti mike angivumi ngena kuhlelo sikhulume ngithola ithuba lokubuza ukuthi ungani usisho kanjalo kodwa ngizwa bafethu ukuthi sesilo guest wethu wokuqala umnumzana uFarai Muvuthi Farai how are you brother
I'm good thank you
Thank you. Well, welcome to the show, brother. It's been so long. It's been a minute since I've had you on the show.
Yeah, indeed it has. Yet again, thank you to you and your listeners for having me.
So, Farai, the biggest issue that people seem to be talking about right now, we're 2 weeks out from elections, and a lot of people seem to be talking on this issue of violence. It seems to happen and haunt Zimbabwe every single general election. First of all, as someone who is part of the ZANU-PF party, the one that seems to be accused every single time of issues in relation to violence, have you heard of any incidences thus far that have been very public, that have, I guess, pointed the finger towards ZANU-PF that are in relation to election violence?
Firstly, let me start by building a sense of context. When it comes to ZANU-PF, especially the youth league, what we have done, we're taking serious measures, but a multitude of measures and galvanize a sense of consensus amongst our support things that this election, part of the very theme of the manifesto that we recently released, the critical aspect of building, galvanizing consensus and a sense of unity. So starting with that, naturally, if that indeed is the crystallizing aspect of our manifesto, naturally we're going to build a sense of consensus within our ranks, within our cell groups, in our districts, as well as our provinces, to ensure that there's no sentiment of violence and actions of violence. Going on to your question with regards to are there any instances that have been reported, I think as a youth league today was the incident of the viral video where one individual was wearing a T-shirt, branding themselves to be ZANU-PF, but not representing the spirit that we have been preaching. And I'd like to report that it was actually comrades within ZANU-PF that reported this gentleman to the police. And from what I hear, the intelligence I received is that this gentleman is currently in police custody as a consequence of actions that we took within the party. So I hope that answers your question in the sense that we are totally against any instances of violence, and if there are any reports, the team on the ground taking in these reports, especially if it's coming from someone within ZANU-PF, it would be against the ethos of the new dispensation, a dispensation that my party led to begin to have instances of violence.
Good, well, Farai. ZANU-PF has no tolerance. Farai. I understand within the manifesto you all launched this, and thus far uMongameli has presented that as a front. However, people are still running around saying ukuthi they're being beaten up for supporting opposition by AMA supporters in.
Well, listen, this is what I'm saying, that if there are people with such reports, this goes against the spirit of ZANU-PF that we have established. It is not in our interest to have any instances of violence. We are on a re-engagement agenda. So I want you to think of it as a strategy. What strategy to regain? Why would we welcome the world to come and view our elections if we indeed we have an agenda to intimidate the voter?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense. If there is still violence, they're clearly not instigated by Donald Peel. And if it's Donald Peel's store, as I've said, we have teams on the ground willing to take in these reports and action will be taken. We are not like the opposition in which when we say something, nothing is done.
Mm-hmm.
There have been instances of violence on the side of the opposition, and we're not trying to moralize this argument. This argument is much more entrenched than merely the PF argument when it comes to instances of violence within Zimbabwe. And I think that's why we should look at the violence index within our country from a historical perspective,
mm-hmm.
and discuss it as a cultural issue that all parties need to deal with. And that's why there was a multi-party strategy and agenda to ensure that when discussing matters of violence, we should not look at it from an antagonistic perspective. It should be a national consensus built by a plural approach irrespective of parties. But to simply cast it as a vulnerable issue is simply unfair and is to moralize an issue that is deeply entrenched in our society, and we must look at it from a broader perspective.
Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you, Farai, if you say that you need to be better than the PF, magatari sira kuite kuti you ensure kuti paneng pasina inyai election violence.
Well, which is crystal,
mm-hmm.
is to ensure that to not galvanize our support within our bases.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've noticed, Donald Trump's strategy of rallying has been very different of late.
Mm-hmm.
But we've started from a cell group level. Right, then moving on to a district level to then a provincial level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the reason being, we wanted to have an engaged, an engaged campaign strategy,
mm-hmm.
whereby we have an exchange, a direct exchange in terms of our base where we discuss their concerns directly, but also press upon our base that this election we should build a sense of tolerance. We should build a sense of let our arguments be what is supreme above what our opponents may say to us in terms of provocation.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, the evidence on the ground has not been that ZANU-PF has been violent to any other. Instances of provocations when it comes to the threat to the very nature of our democracy, which is an election, the
mm-hmm.
threat did not come from ZANU-PF. This came from the opposition. Why? Because we have ensured that our support base is educated about their rights and as far as the electorate and are aware that this right cannot be infringed by anyone, irrespective of who it is within the party. And also to go on to say that, to also place a parenthesis on that, our head of state is in on record, who happens to be the leader of ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, it's not in our interest to go around causing mayhem after noting the progression that has been done in terms of international re-engagement. We need to paint a collective picture of the people that we are ready to re-engage with the global community. And in order to do so, the ruling party that has a membership of over 700,000 members within its ranks has a responsibility to take leadership, and that's what we've done.
Mm. All right. So what's going on, Mumlo Mugangani Farai? I'll come back to you in a second. Nizwa Balaleli Uti, Sisulu Munye Ukeswetu U Godfrey Kurawone U Kansela Lo Wase Maswingo. Godfrey, Zrufa Meramdar. Andripo, zviri kuhamba here kuSouth Africa. Ndaonawo kuti muriko kuna President Obama uko.
Ya, zvokwadi ndokwatiri pane zviri.
Saka Mudhara, nyaya iyi yatiri kuzeya nhasi muchirongwa, tiri kutaura nezvenyaya dzakasiyana. I know, first of all, you are rerunning for councillor uko kumasvingo, saka ndautanga ndati makorokoto. Right, and then saka nasi tichange tichikupai mukana kuti mutaure nevateereri apa munenge muchinyatsoudza kuti first of all, what are you looking to do, sezvo muri kuda kukwidza gore rino, uyezve mukawina, what else are you looking to do, sezvo you've already been councillor, what are you looking to do to uplift my lives out, uyezve tikunyatsoziva nyaya ye election violence. I know that as a councillor you have, I guess I wouldn't say witness, but you have at least have knowledge of things that are happening on the ground, and isn't that? Saka apa tina va muvuti vari pa line apa vekuzano PF. Saka in chanda wisi samdara, I've spoken to a lot of people who are on the ground varungoti Zanu PF iri kuvashungurudza because they're supporting opposition. What have you heard of anything along those lines?
Well,
As someone who is already a counselor of Kokumashingo, what exactly are you doing to ensure that Mukuru Zire Vechidiku, Varume, the violence in Bomirai, that let's all unite, Tite Saruzo, Zaganaka, Anuin, and Dianuina, Tongo Yendraombiri from there?
It is on record. This is the land of Iowa, Saruzo, Adrikuran, Saruzo, Adrikupondana, Saruzo, Yararo.
Walaleli wathi sihambe kukhathi lethu le VOA Ndebele lapho sixoxa nxa usanda ukungena kuhlelo wathi ngitshele ngamafishane ukuthi namhlanje sixoxa ngani namhlanje kuhlelo we talking labantu abasakhulayo both of them belong to amabandla achiyeneyo uKhuraone ngowebandla le MDC Alliance ulo umuvuthi ngowebandla le Zanu PF bonke ngabantu abasakhulayo uKhuraone lo ukhangelwe laye ukungena ku khetho kulumnyaka ukuba ngukhansela lo khona ngale eMashingo. So masambe nini sibone ukuthi nina abantu abakukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele lithini ngodaba olusegudwini lamhlanje. Sibona uLouis Vuthoyi uthi phe usungenela lawe Louis Gumtree uBheki uyahleka uSalim uthi phe watching in Witbank ku South Africa waze wafaka inombolo siyakudinga Salim uKhethiwe Bebe uthi hello siyakwamukela kuhlelo maBebe uDouglas Munakira uthi ED phe hawu kanti amasupporter kaED yakhona lawo uPamela Khumalo uthi hello everyone siyakwamukela kuhlelo maKhumalo uDouglas uphinde wathi the future is great Zimbabwe shall be saved ED is the only game plan. USalim uphinde wathi laye uSalim waze wangena njalo wathi ED failed to turn around the problems we have in Zimbabwe. So bafethu bhalani ama comments lisitshele ukuthi what is your thoughts on the issue at hand lamhlanje sixoxa labasakhulayo one abakhangela ukungena kukhetho njalo sikhangela ukuthinta le ndaba voter intimidation and ku page red review yeshona tinoona ukuthi vanhu ari kuti chi uko right uko tina admire gopo arkuti fe live wire tonto mkume arkuti fe vapinda mchirongwa chokamchirai mese uko tina try more arkuti tiripo chokamchirai muchama mazanu arkuti where is your colleague Evans Zininga aywa Evans nasa hapo nasi ndrindega vision arkuti fe Michael Shiri vaisa number saka chakuchake aywa Shiri Brighton Matangati, sesingeni ile, sakwamukela kuhlelo, uMichael Shiri, upinde wathi, CCC, ngombono wangu mbona ngani, uzamuthi chamisa, chete, chete. But, bafethu, we have our third guest, uEsther Zimuthi. Esther, Esther, my sister, unjani?
Hello, how are you?
Ndiri boss, is wangu boy.
Ndiri right, nishiri say.
Aiwa, my level, chete, CC. nathi mchirongwa eh chirongwa ndechenyu vechidiki tuda kunzwa kuti sezvo nguva yesarudzo yakusvika I know kuti you are running for council uko kuKwarare saka tuda kunzwa kuti how is your journey been first of all secondly taura nyaya ye intimidation ne voter violence inenge iri kuitika kuZimbabwe so I want to hear kuti as someone who's running for council have you heard or witnessed any of the incidences and what are people saying about that is that good
Okay, inimi. Hello?
Yebo, I can hear you.
Hello?
Esther, I can hear you.
Hello?
I can hear you, Sisi.
Okay. Yes, I'm running for Ward 22.
Ngibona ngani sesimlahle lu Esther. Hey! Cingo, amanamba eZimbabwe ayahlupha sometimes kodwa sizaphinda simudinge. So bafethu lamhlanje kuhlelo we are expecting to have ama guests amanengi. Sikhangela okwamanje silo fara imvuthi ecingweni u Godfrey Kuraone thinawa Kuraone abo councillor bekumasvingo parunare takatarisira ukutsvanga uthinashe gamba rami lo lai uweqembu le MDC Alliance khangela njalo ukuba lo khuda kwashe Zulu lo okhangela ukuba ngu MP mele ibandla ele apha ibandla leli ela elika Nkosana Moyo right bafethu so let's go back to ama panelists etu akhona okwamanje Farai are you still on the line
hello
Right. Okay, perfect. Right, so Farai, you heard there from the councillor who's there on the ground. He's met Vanu. Kwete, Mike. Vanu, where's Zanu PFR to Shungurudz?
Okay, well, I think that's a fair assessment. As you would find, people on the ground, they are reporting kutikune Vanu, where's Zanu PFR to Shungurudz on the ground, even on social media, cyber bullying as well. Mm-hmm. From the MDC side, and as I said before, the issue of violence is not one to be. You know, the MDC can no longer carry on marching forward with the moralistic argument, knowing fully well that there have been multiple instances in which senior members of their own party, the likes of Mukupe, and it dates back to
the
sorry.
Mukupe, Terence Mukupe, do you know us?
No, I mean, sorry, I meant to say, what's the lady's name?
Okay.
Tokozani Mukupe. Mm-hmm. Sorry for the confusion there. Tokozani Mukupe, the likes of Tokozani Mukupe, Mwanzora himself,
mm-hmm.
Almost being burnt in a heart. You know, I don't know, it's such heartless and, vile actions seen from the MDC who have tended to moralize a national cultural issue.
Mm-hmm.
We must separate. What is we cannot politicize and look analyze every instance in Zimbabwe as a partisan issue.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a cultural endemic social issue, it is up to political leadership to take up responsibility and to condemn it as it exists and when it occurs.
Mm-hmm.
My party has done so. Every sphere of leadership has condemned violence as it exists wherever it rears its head. Okay, and we intend to set that paradigm and to continue so. So if there are instances whereby members of ZANU-PF seem to be agitating violence,
mm-hmm.
by all means report them to the necessary authority. The Human Rights Commission is set up for these issues. ZTC is available to hear these issues, to make recommendations to the police. And we are fully willing to engage all authorities when it comes to dealing with issues of malcontents within our own party,
mm-hmm.
as should the MDC do. But there should not be a continuous narrative propelled by the MDC that seeks to moralize and posit them to be the powers when it comes to some sense of lack of violence.
Mm-hmm.
Yet we all know that not only is there a democratic deficit in their party, but there's also a discipline deficit. Has been demonstrated even to their own leadership.
But unfortunately, there's nothing of that sort which happened. The investigation was sent to the investigation, and some allegations of Kulipana Ogwa. And the outcome of the investigation is very clear that is a panel in Akarogwa, but I have a thousand and thirty. So it's unfortunate for me to remember the former NGC, which I had a value if I were my copy. That's really not true, and it's far from the truth. So I'd like to think the truth is the NGC. Our culture is to make sure and maintain that there is peace. Atina culture is one, atina culture is valid, atina culture is noise. No, even during the Mugabe era, my tower, in 2008,
So, Bafetu, without pointing a minwe towards each other, without pointing fingers towards each other, I mean, I'm saying, okay, and I'll give both of you a minute to respond to that. Uguti, as people from both different political aisles, one from ZANU-PF, one from MTC, how do we join forces? How do we move forward to ensure that nyaye political violence in Omira? For example, last week, Naganzwa Vabvondo, but can I mutually nyaye the violence with ZANU-PF Nesu or MTC Tinozugwana? Without having to threaten each other, is there a way that we can move forward? So on Kenjenga Banta Basakula.
And I think as a party, even as government, we have set the tone for that. And it was initially done with the signing of the peace agreement of all political parties to come together and campaign in the same spirit of national unity. Mm-hmm. But in order for that to be action, because it's one thing for that to be signed, and then another thing for it to be actioned in terms of the collective social consciousness. It has to be not left to ZANU-PF. And this is why I'm saying that discussions like these, where MDC members, who historically have always used the issue of the moral argument of violence within ZANU-PF or between each other, forgetting that from an internal party perspective, they also have these issues. It would be helpful for us to be honest about the issues that we have collectively. And when we are honest collectively, we can then galvanize consensus amongst our followers. You cannot continue to say what's good for the goose is good for the gander when you know within your party and lying blatantly on radio, knowing fully well what the issues are in your party and why a number of members of your party have left. We have to be honest about our circumstances, our internal circumstances, to be introspective firstly as a party and then our true responsibility so that we can lead a nation, this great nation of ours, to a point in which we accept that there are issues between us, but it's a joint effort.
But Farai, without pointing fingers towards anyone, even within ZANU-PF itself, intimidation and violence has been there. So what exactly?
The crystallizing thing here that I'm trying to point to is that it must be introspection from all sides. We must accept that there is a culture, there is an issue, there is a culture of that is meant to be dealt with. Now, so one is to introspect and accept. In that acceptance, we then say we speak against it. We categorically speak against it. We campaign for a peaceful election collectively. Okay, and the only way it can be done is by galvanizing a consensus within MDC, within ZANU-PF. As the largest parties in the country, when we are seen to be having to be changing our language in the manner in which we campaign, that too will have a trickle down effect to our followers, and that's what we need. It is the language, it is the verbatim, this culture of verbatim when it comes to how we are campaigning and personalizing a political process. We have to stop from there. We have to start respecting each other as not just opponents, okay? As not just, and we should not look at it from an antagonistic perspective, but rather look at it from a nationalistic perspective, that your argument is not more supreme to mine as ZANU PF.
Mm-hmm.
And the same way you have a right to associate with MDC, I have a right to associate with ZANU PF. And we should build a culture of tolerance within our set in order for that to spread across the country.
Right. I Vakuron Mune response, eh?
But it's no need to and just kinda right down on the ground. Kind of a ground. Man, Marie leaders in the party.
Let us go to Abanya Bashoni Trabe 2, Abasanungena Gushelo, Godfrey Najkumro Bate Parnare, and then Farai will also come back to you in 1 second. Si Gwamgele Abasanungena Gushelo, in his Uxu Gushelo, Silo Kudakwashe Zulu, Ganye Lotinashe Kambarami, in the Kalan Kuma, Kudakwashe, Kudakwashe Unjan Putam.
Yep, Peter was.
Gunjan Pera Emato.
Ayumato Gushelo.
So Kudakwashe, when I know Uguti are running for MP under Ibandla apa e Alliance for People's Agenda ega babu u babu Moyo, yes. So mnumzana ngizaqala ngokubuza ukuthi awusitshelanga amafushane ngawe njalo ukuthi wena why exactly are you looking to run for MP njengomuntu ongisakhulayo.
Okay, mina igama lami ngikudakwashe Zulu. Ngumfana okhulele engakhiso funde wayithotha primary secondary. Ngile minyaka engu-32 njalo senginanzelele ukuthi thina njengabantu abatsha sesithuthuka kakhulu njalo imisebenzi kasiyitholi njalo futhi siyancindezelwa ngabadala. So ngase ngithatha ixesha lokuthi kathesi lami sengifuna ukuthi abantu abatsha babone ukuthi sekuyisikhathi sethu ukuthi sibakhokhelele abadala ngoba kuyibo abasifundisileyo sesifundile imisebenzi asiselayo. Yikho sengisithi no singaxhasana thina njengabantu abatsha laba abadala basixhase ngakwazi intuthuko sizayiletha esigabeni semadoko.
Kuleyinye indaba baba ekhona ekhanya ngani ihlupha abantu emphakathini indaba le e-violence. Wena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, what exactly are you telling abontanga ukuthi hey bafethu let's find a way ukuthi sisebenze ndawonye to ensure ukuthi akula violence ikakhulukazi njengoba isikhathi sokhetho sesondela duzane.
Indaba ye-violence yona inzima kakhulu nxa kutshela abantu abatsha ngoba abantu abatsha iningi labo kasi sebejwayele ukuthi badingele utshwala ngabantu bezane uphefu badingele lezinyama bezisiza. So nxa usizama ukuthi ubatshengise ukuthi hayi bafowethu kasisebenzeni ngalolu hlobo bakutheto niyahlanya wena. Yibo futhi abathunywayo ukuthi hamba beyidabula amaphosta omunye futhi umuntu omusha. So vele indaba leyo iyahlupha leyo ayilingiseki.
Alright, ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni and then I'll come back to you 1 second. Ngibuyele kuFarai. Farai, uyamuzwa lapha omunye umuntu, he's not even part of the alliance. Yena he's under apa inhlanganiso le eka Nkosana Moyo. Yena he's also saying ukuthi nina abezani niyahlupha man. you're buying izinto izidakamizwa for young people, and you're just ngathi liyabakhuthaza ngokukhuludzira ukuthi bayite
ngiyamezile. Now listen, you know the good thing about this current election.
Mm.
So the gentleman who spoke before mm-hmm. the upper member mm-hmm. alluded to the fact that you know Zanu PF will kurudzira vanhu kuma inenge chitaura zvinhu zviri positive kuma rally kuma platforms. These are the platforms where we get to engage with our people. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if we're not kana tisiriko kurudzira violence at platforms where we engage in our people, surely it's not a common sentiment. And if there are instances of violence mm-hmm. and that are being led by Zanu PF, as I've said before, this is a part of our policy. It's not a part of our agenda. It is not within our interest to have violence. We are the same party, the ruling party, that invited over 40 different sources of electoral monitors. It is not in our interest to have them witness us acting in a malcontent way. However, you will have one or two. You will have three or four groups here and there. And that's why we're encouraging, and the Youth League has said this emphatically, that anyone that is known, report. In fact, I in the beginning of the program, I mentioned that we as the Youth League took it upon ourselves to report a few gentlemen that had been seen on Facebook firing a gun.
Mm-hmm.
That charge was led by ZANU PF Youth. We are the ones that led them to the police and did the investigations within ourselves. So clearly there's a common sentiment within our party to move away from violence.
Mm-hmm.
But what we've also seen in the past, which is something also critical, because most of the people here that are saying they are not giving us any substantiated facts. Whereas if it's substantiated, they should be able to prove it. You should allege and prove it, and we would act. And we would support the police to ensure that there is action taken. But what we've also seen in the past is that a lot of people that belong to other parties will go to ZANU PF rallies and get these free T-shirts and act in a disorderly conduct in order to spoil ZANU PF's name. Now, we cannot naturally control that. But as I said, Akuna policy, there is no common sentiment in ZANU PF where we are encouraging people to be violent because, as I said before, unlike every other political party, we have more to lose.
Okay, let me give you one last opportunity to ukhulume lo muntu, and then I might have to let you go ngenxa ukuthi kulabanye ama guests who are waiting on the line. So umZulu kuda kwashe sekhuluma lapha, he was talking about job creation. Kanye ngani eZimbabwe akula msebenzi. Can you speak on behalf of ibandla leZANU PF ukuchasela, especially to abantu abafana nalo kuda kwashe, ukuthi what exactly is the ZANU PF game plan ukuthi lithuthukise impilo zabantu abasakhulayo?
Okay, so I can speak in my minuscule capacity as a youth
sure,
chair
sure.
in the UK and Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but after reading our manifesto, part of the critical thing that we want to focus on, which I had alluded to in the beginning, is re-engaging capital markets.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing that we have is we have a lot of challenge within our country, but we don't have productivity.
Mm-hmm.
As a consequence of two things, we cannot access simple things such as balance support payments, which enables us to fund infrastructural developments, which simultaneously will create jobs. But secondly, we cannot access capital markets in order to fund private investment projects. So public and private investment projects, we cannot access that because we have been denied access to capital markets. So re-engagement creates an opportunity to do so, and we've seen the impact of that re-engagement so far. We've had a few private companies open up in Zimbabwe, and with a lot of promises in principle, but premised on how we engage our election. This is why, yet again, I say that it's not up to ZANU PF it's not in our interest to have any situations that lead to violence in our election. But also, what does this mean? So by focusing on re-engagement and focusing on manufacturing productivity, we create growth. By generating growth, we simultaneously intend to create employment.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to have a multifaceted approach rather than focusing, or, as has been the past, where we have been a source of resource extraction. We want to add value to our extractions, which create sub-industries.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to have a lot of engagement even within the youth.
Mm-hmm.
But also a final point on that issue of development. One of the critical things that have led to a slowdown in terms of output within our productivity, the government is the biggest employer.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with that is that our bureaucratic infrastructure has not been as productive. because we have not been able to train our to upskill our folks, to upskill our people, so that we can also be functioning at global standards. This is clearly due to not being able to access finance and to pay people very well.
Mm-hmm.
So the reformation of our bureaucracy, our bureaucratic systems, would also be a key aspect of employment. And youth here, a lot of our university graduates would be greatly equipped in this particular instance. And that's why you find part of the first actions taken by the government was to have people like the Rwanda CEO of the of their civil service commission come over to begin to help us strategize on how this reform of our bureaucratic infrastructure and institutions can become. So we have a very strong economic plan that is practical, that sees it from where we are today.
Unfortunately, I have to take Amanya Makesa. I'd love to keep you for the whole program, but thank you so
Not
much
a problem.
For joining
thank
us.
Thank you for having me, and good luck to my fellow Zimbabweans who are currently campaigning from ACWA as well as the NDC. I hope that post this election, we can help each other build this great country of ours and begin to build a society of tolerance.
Mm-hmm. Salute. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you, bye.
So, lapha ngizwe, what you go to ngiyokhuluma lo kancane, angikakhulumi lo Thinashe. Ngizwa njalo ukuthi silaye umunyu guest wethu uThinashe Gambarami, yena okhangile ukuba li-councillor under ibandla ele MTC Alliance khona ngale ngobulawayo. Thinashe, unjani but?
Ngiyaphila, unjani sakhe?
Ah, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us kuhlelo lamhlanje.
Yebo, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Ngithanda ukuqala ngibingelela abalaleli, and thank you for the opportunity nami ukuthi ngikhulume nabalaleli.
Mm-hmm.
Esibonisana.
Mm-hmm.
Siyafika isikhathi sama elections.
Of course.
Well, I'm standing for e-council who are three under the MTC Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Ekhokhelwa ngubaba uNelson Tamisa.
Mm-hmm. So,
yes.
Hi, Quebec.
Yebo. Okay, well, maybe a quick one. The main thing is Kalisa nje ukuthi what drove me to stand and take this opportunity to be a candidate.
Mm-hmm.
We felt ukuthi elders needed to pass on the legacy.
Mm-hmm.
To the new generation. We have had all these years supporting them, and we noticed, we identified with the Sasileka Kakulu, Guma representatives, then my youth in Jenabontanga, in the challenges that we're facing also as the young people.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one of the things that drove us to, if you realize with the candidates, our alliance, MTC Alliance, Amaneng, they are the young generation.
Mm-hmm.
So we felt it was our responsibility. It was our time also, which is England, to participate and then represent the young people. Then, violence.
Mm.
We have a lot of challenges. We have a lot of challenges. We have a lot of challenges now. That is our voters role and the way we are actually placing our posters, we are keeper and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We've been trying to engage Zek, which these are the things that are causing violence.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't seem to be concentrating on those things. Angazi ukuthi Zek is supposed to be an independent board.
Mm-hmm.
But the way it's actually operating, it's not capable of running a free and fair election in Zimbabwe. Those are the challenges that we're facing. And we've been trying to have a lot of meetings. I don't know what the way actually in India, where we are right now as a nation. This was the time to build our nation, a free and fair election, who actually lure investors to come into our nation. Right now, as things stand, no one is going to trust ZANU-PF. Even if they try to rig elections, whatever they will do, no one is going to trust ZANU-PF. Ngoba there is no one who will feel safe ukubuya le mali yakhe as an investor in Zimbabwe in the way they are running their elections. This is the reason why. Hello?
Ngothi ngubaba umlomo ngifuna ukubuza, angithi you're speaking about indaba le air trust. Of course, in this context, you're talking about investor trust. kodwa silokhu sikudaba lunye sikhuluma about abantu abasakhulayo. Mina on my own I've met abantu abasakhulayo abayasho ukuthi ubaba Nelson Chamisa angimthembi. So does that not play hand in hand with what you're saying about ubaba uMongameli uEmmerson Mnangagwa?
Well, it's very clear. In ubaba uNelson Chamisa during the time inclusive government, I think he produced results that any other person, including ZANU PF, they are benefiting. I'm a phone list phone like you now. I ngeko a line or the thing. He would buy himself a line $200. He's got results to show that are evident. And not I'm a promise as well. Now, Zimbabwe is open for business. Zimbabwe is open for business. There is no business. There is no any employment. There is nothing that they have done. They are just saying there is nothing on the ground. See, now we have genuine policies. Our president, he's got a very good track record. He has never been involved in any stealing or anything. We are actually in an election with people who have been stealing for 38 years. Right now, they are coming to us. They tell them about what they want to do. They tell them to for the past 38 years, vachonja madini, wasala madini, vayakani, vatidizan. Those are the things that we are actually talking about. This is a new a president. He's been in his constituency. He has done very well. And he's got a very good track record. There is no way you can compare Nelson Chamisa and Mnangagwa. We are very clear, and our policies, the smart document letter, the clear in our policies in how is in how we are going to be implementing our policies letter. Even our policies are investor friendly. You understand? We don't have that indigenization where you actually tell someone who have 1 million yake, umtshele ukuthi wena usiza 1 million thing yakho. So what we're saying is now we have a genuine government in waiting with very clear policies. There is no grey area. Everyone is actually our investors. The moment we get into office, this country will change over within a short space of time. They are actually waiting. There are a lot of people who are willing to do business with Zimbabwe. But because Ulama Seda who are waiting to steal, so these people are actually not willing to come and throw their money to go through the train. So what we're saying is that he now president wethu is a very clean president. These are already in office that are promising and this is saying Zimbabwe is open for government. We have created 60,000 jobs. Not even one job. Actually, a lot of people have been retrenched. Companies are closing as we speak. Things are bad. Not always Zimbabwe. We are busy every day. Everyone knows that. So Abantu Zimbabwe, they know the truth. Even Abase Makaya, they are very clear. Including ZANU-PF people, they are actually tired of ZANU-PF. You understand? This is your time. It is okay. They know.
Kodwa abanye arguing besithi i-argument le ukuthi iZANU PF isibulele umnotho welizwe. Abanye arguing basithi that ZANU PF you are talking about is gone. Sekule new dispensation elo mongameli uEmmerson Mnangagwa.
Ah no, that one is basically the same WhatsApp group. But in the profile picture of it. Into one, yeah. You just change the profile picture, it's the same group. These people, they've been doing these things together for the past 38 years. They are trying to clean their... There is no way. We try to give them a chance. Which maybe the first 100 days they were supposed to show. But I tell you, that we're externalizing foreign currency. How many people have been caught? Tell me. Instead, actually, I want to have a woman who has been in the world. They distribute. I'm a big deal. You have to do the same transaction. Lying to us with the bond is equivalent to the US when they know very well who they transfer his money from retain his money on a percentage. So these people, they are not genuine people. We all know that. The funny thing is that $1 is equivalent to e bond. They are not.
yibo abathengisa izimali ezazivela ku-RBZ. Imali nje eyathengisa eZimbabwe every day, everyone knows that. And they've been telling us ukuthi kareze bake bathi in the past 2 weeks kuthiwa ubanje omunye ubanje ele 4 million. I-4 million yakhona ingani? Ikuvala abantu amehlo ngabantu bezana uPF bonke labantu they're trying to pretend as if they are doing anything. They are not doing anything. They have been giving ama notices basically abantu aba externalize foreign currency. We are going to expose them. What has happened? Nothing. Currently kuma elections, imali ayikho ebank. The situation is even getting worse day by day. Right now there is no money. Imali is just plastic money kuyabo kutransferwa emafonini la kuma account. There is no money in the market. So is this a business that you were saying that Zimbabwe is open for business?
Right.
The economy of Zimbabwe is dead right now. There is no economy.
What's in Zimbabwe? Let me go back to Councillor Lowethu lo wasemashingo uGodfrey so that we let go of him ukuthi sidinga abanye abantu ukuthi bathole ithuba lokungena kuhlelo. Mkoma kurawone mchiribo. Mkoma mchiribo yeriparo nari. Good. Right. Manzwa nyaya apa tambo pinda o tambo gamichiru wao na wa kambarami. Na wa pinda mchirongo he's also part of Baturi Nyire MTC Alliance. Manzwa wa muvuto wa chitawara nezo nyaya job creation and nyaya zaka siyana. Sezo imimi you are already councillor uko kumashingo and you are looking to be re-elected. I wanted to give you this opportunity muzo vatereri uyeje vanu vanobva uko kumashingo kuti what exactly are you looking to do to uplift their lives, especially vanu vechidiki uyeje what have you accomplished thus far and what are you looking to do muka dzokawo and you win musarudzo dziri kuya dzi.
Okay, ndikungereni ka kuti ndisatika ndaida pakuendesa vatereri kana vagare vachiwa zvandora kuita ndaida kupindura vachiwo zvinhu zviviri zvoga zvabva taurika pano. Chekutanga ndaida kutaura nyaya yeimplemendi yavanotaura ndati PF ichida kuvhoterwa 2013 they promised the people 2.2 million jobs and out of those 2.2 million jobs we didn't see any job which they created. So secondly, that PF yamulangaza iyo isaa kuti dispensation vachi abvisa vanhu kuna November last year. He made a lot of promises. And now he's coming back again with a lot of promises before fulfilling the promises he had in November. So the message young to them, they could know, stop giving us promises before you fulfill the little promises that were carried out in November. What happened was the arrest, the technologies. And up to now, the situation is worsening. So now he's coming back again to give us promises. Because they failed to address the problem. So this is the kind of leadership that has in Zimbabwe. Can we vote for such people? Then you see that Nyaya. But as we move forward to this election, this is the right time to make the right choice. We have a choice to make. We can vote for the MPC Alliance in Nyaya. You get the savings that you want. So we can thank Sagari, if you're in Kumashiro, this election. If they vote the end of this alliance candidate, what I want to say is, it's not a national problem. But the other one is unclear. They created an animal from the Gara. But since they created the Nara, now the money is coming to the Nara. And the Nara is supposed to give that money to the cardholders. But unfortunately, because of privilege, they are not doing that. The government could have some grants to help grants and even grants so that the cardholders can entertain themselves. But as of now, the government of today is doing extremely nothing. But as of now, they are doing extremely nothing. So this is the problem that I'm seeing before I'm actually. If you vote MDC Alliance, you get those things the best.
Alright, mkoma, regai tiende ukuno umuwe guest wedu hafa upinda wa mchirongwa. Tumpao 2 minutes zake kutataure kuti iye ndiani uweze what is she looking to do. Agapinda o mu government. And that's all kuti tatina Esther mzvari Esther Zimudzi. I see we lost on the line. And adzoka muchirongwa. Esther, are you back?
Yes, I'm back. Thank you so much.
Great. Okay, so we have a couple of minutes left in the program, so let's just shoot straight to it. Tell us, who is Esther Zimudzi and who are you running under, and what are you looking to do to uplift, I guess, the lives of your constituents?
Okay, Esther Zimudzi is a young person who is a resident in Hatfield, which encompasses of Masisa Park, Hatfield, and Masisa Park, and Stratcom. And I'm running as an independent candidate under POVO. People should vote back MDC in council, especially in our council, and even more of the councils. Because in the Zimbabwean society that we have, it's always going to be that same there is always two political parties. And now with 23 presidential candidates, they can actually be even more. My representatives coming from different sides. So, like, with all those dynamics at play and politics at play, I actually think that it is very much prudent. Because my independent candidates, they're not obliged to be answering to any political party, but they are answerable to my residents. So, like, for me, maybe I'm going to stick with my independence for now. Because independent candidates, they're flexible enough because they can play a quest of my side quest and get things done for our community. Okay. Inimi, for the Hatfield community, I really have what? A manifesto, 16-point plan manifesto. And my aim is to revive the hope and confidence here at Garimu Hatfield. And this I'm going to be doing panishim shakasiana siana kuma youth sangeti tishanda numa organization akasiana siana kuti the lives of young people ungo no kwansa kusimu dzirika, and that also we have development kuma youth and panishim shakonda now yema roads sangeti gadzi sama roads and answers coalition edema independent countries on the povo. Saka zvipatsa gate by 2021 maroads yema rara nenga gadzirisa nenga resurface. Saka zvinhu zvakawanda zvatoda kugadzirisa disability friendly community. We are also aiming on creating that as well. Taona kuti maroads nema facilities edu zvese zvinenge zviri disability friendly aligned. Nauye marara, we are also going to be introducing innovative and more efficient and effective ways of managing our refuse and waste.
Okay,
zvakawanda zvinhu zvatengeita.
Right.
If we are elected this election.
Right. I see, Uguti, we only have 3 minutes left. So I guess my last question for you, so that we get the listeners as much possibilities for them to access you, would be, how do they get a hold of Esther Zimudzi? One, two, how do they get a hold of your manifesto so that they know exactly more and attain more information about the 16 points you've been talking about?
Okay. They can get hold of me. I'm on social media. I'm on Facebook as Esther Zimudzi. It's a Facebook page, Esther Zimudzi. My email address is zimudziwongai@yahoo.com. I'm also on LinkedIn as Esther Wongai Zimudzi. And my phone number, my personal WhatsApp number, is 0738-99-85-93.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you so much, my sister. I know you would have loved more time. Unfortunately, time isn't really on our side. Right, it's watching Kotuweng Kotuweng Ngane Lo Kuda Kwashe Zulu. And then Bafetu, just to make one thing clear, Uhlelo lolo, I know Uti, it's not enough. Ngege sikete gonke. So, Niza Gwenza, every Sunday, silo Uhlelo lolo, labasa kulayo. So, this conversation will continue on Sunday, Bafetu Ngenani. Wumsaka zowetu, we're Studio 7. Hai, mbona ngani skati, yiswa sespelile. So, I'll give Umnumzana Ukuda Kwashe Zulu the mic one more time. Uti, asche, Uti, yena, njengo mtu ngusa kulayo, Utemisa uzulu ini. Kuda kwashe, angitusaze kona puti. Right, kuda kwashe, I'll give you 20 seconds literally to talk about I campaign yako uchelu zulu kuti, what exactly are you promising them, and then what we'll do is, sida kubegela ngengi onko lena, guhuselo lwetu labasa kulayo, which airs every Sunday, gumisaga zwetu wa Studio 7.
Mina jongo muto sa kulayo, abantu vimato inte mbate mbisayo na, ukuthi sisebenze ndawonye sibambene sikhathane ukuze sikwanise ukufaka amagesi, sifaka amanzi, kakhulu esibhedlela semaphisa kathesi akula manzi isayizi yami babelethela phandle abalamathoyilethi kumele siwulungise khonoko isikhangele ezikolo i-curriculum le akula magezi abeliya bapho ngufaka amapholo kwatya kunjalo so yizihlelo kumele sizilungise lezo njalo engifuthi ngibakhuthaze khona abantu abatsha yokuthi bazivoteleni ubaba uNkosana Moyo ngoba nguye okufundele ezobungcithi nendaba zomnotho. So nguye one ngimbona ukuthi
ngumuntukhulakhulakhula isikhathi futhi isikhathi tu. So bafethu just like I promised, siqhubekela phambili on Sunday. Bafethu, the time is out. Kodwa I would like to take this opportunity to thank all our listeners, all our guests that joined us. Bafethu, let's meet next time, same time, same place. Whatever I say, Mumaikobe, have a good night, Babu Mumaikobe.